Hidden between 75-year-old Billy Pemberton's house and the edge of the Great Trinity Forest is an underground spring that bubbles up and trickles through a large, sleepy meadow.
Oh, how peaceful it is. You know, we all need time of inspiration and to draw near to the Creator who made it.
It's called Big Spring or Pemberton Spring. Billy Pemberton's grandpa built his house just up the hill from the spring, and Billy grew up drinking from it. He's been its caretaker ever since, even after the city bought the property several years ago as part of the planned Texas Horse Park. Pemberton's friend, Richard Grayson, worried about initial plans to put barns and horse trails next to the delicate spring.
There's nothing else like it in Dallas. All the other springs, Kid Springs,
Cedar Springs.
Everything's been covered up.
Work crews started building the $11 million equestrian center a few days ago. It will board horses, give riding lessons, and host trail rides and events. This week, 36 conservationists went to City Hall to ask park planners not to trample the spring. There's a lot of history here, including a nearby site with Native American artifacts, and it said Sam Houston camped here in 1843. At the end of the meeting, Assistant City Manager Jill Jordan said the spring and its surroundings would be preserved.
We will allow foot traffic so that people who want to see the spring can hike into the spring. We'll have a gate up here along the new access road that we are building to the horse park.
Conservationists also want a City of Dallas historic designation for the spring acreage.
I'm pulling off the geological map of this area. Really is telling the whole story.
R.J. Taylor is with the Connemara Conservancy. It's working to preserve natural sites in North Texas. After the meeting, Taylor was excited to see the spring for the first time after a trek through Billy Pemberton's back pasture, home to a herd of friendly goats. Taylor says this spring is really, really old.
Probably at least the Ice Age, because all these terrace deposits here, that's when this is deposited. It cut down after that period, and that's probably when this was exposed.
Taylor's eager to do an inventory of plants, birds, and wildlife that live near the spring. Billy Pemberton can fill him in.
The thing that catches my eye the most is those great gray herons. Occasionally, they will venture off over there for the spring, and then when they take off, it looks like a little miniature airplane coming out of there.
Sitting on his sofa with a beat-up guitar, Pemberton sings one of his favorite pioneer songs, as he calls them. He hopes city kids will come to the spring and learn about its history and the majestic old bur oak that stands by the ancient spring's cold, clear waters. B.J. Austin, KERA News.